It's the beginning of May 2006. This is Rabbi Brian. Glad you're listening to this podcast. Today's topic is one of the sillier ones in a way, because today I want to tell you to do something that you were going to do anyway. Breathe. Breathing. That's today's topic. Breathing. It's like telling you sleep or think, but breathe. It's a very important thing. I am amazed, if I think about it, at how many times a week I tell people to breathe. Wedding couples, I often remind them that the most important thing about getting married, the most important preparation you can do is to breathe. And if you're really hung up about doing it, you should exhale every so often. Breathing. It's just such an important thing. We don't do it that consciously all the time. We breathe all the time, but we're not conscious of it all the time. Every creature breathes. That's part of what it means to be a creature. It's to breathe. Not every creature has consciousness. And surprisingly, we don't always have consciousness when we breathe. In most animals who aren't, the way we think of it, conscious, their exhales and their inhales are about the same length. We don't do that. Our inhales tend to be longer than our exhales. Our exhales are typically too short. I wonder if that's why a lot of us talk a lot, is so that we get a full exhale every so often. But our inhales and exhales should be the same length. Andrew Weil, and you should listen to his stuff on breathing, read his book, talks about this great breathing exercise, which I find to be the most calming thing in the world, which is this series of four inhales through the nose, holding the breath for seven, and an exhale, a full exhale for eight through the mouth, and we're doing that four times. And when I do that, oh, it's just lovely. It's so lovely to be breathing consciously and calmly. Breathing, I want to point out, there's a little fun with language with breathing, that we talk about catching one's breath and taking one's breath. I took my breath away. It seems that breath is something we can own, that we own breath. So I guess the way that I'm saying what we're supposed to do today based on this podcast is that we should really own our breath. We should be conscious of our breath. Next time you're bored, just take a look at your inhales and exhales and see if they're the same length. Something fun to do if you're in a boring meeting. I want to leave us with the Hebrew notion is that the word breath and the word soul are the same. With every breath we praise God, and every soul praises God. It's the same way, same words. I hope you take deep breaths. I'm Rabbi Brian.